Target is removing some Pride Month products from its shelves. In a statement, the company says it has received threats that make employees feel unsafe. The retailing giant faces a right-wing backlash over its support for the LGBTQ community, and it comes after Bud Light found itself in the middle of the culture wars. Bud Light did a promotion with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney, which prompted a boycott, and then sales fell. For more, let's bring in Ben Collins. He covers disinformation and extremism for NBC News. Ben, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
There are the events at Target. There's the backlash to the maker of Bud Light. Is there a broad stepping back among corporations as far as LGBTQ products and issues?
Well, there could be, but it would be solely because they are catering to a very prescribed and very deliberate harassment campaign from the far right. I just want to read you a tweet from this guy named Matt Walsh, very big conservative podcaster on the right. This is from April 5th, so well before all this Target stuff started. He said, here's what we should do. Pick a victim, gang up on it, and make an example of it. We can't boycott every woke company or even most of them. We can pick one, it hardly matters which, and target it with a ruthless boycott campaign. Claim one scalp, then move on to the next. Hmm. That's what they're trying to do here.
So pick one, and then move on to a next corporate victim target. Are you saying there's evidence of a coordinated strategy here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And this comes from the CRT panic of a couple of years ago. Now, there was this guy named Chris Rufo. I'm going to keep reading tweets to you, if that's okay. But there's this guy named Chris Rufo who tweeted this on March 15th of 2021, so right around the same time, you know, a couple of years ago. He said, the goal is to have the public read something crazy in the newspaper and immediately think critical race theory. We have decodified the term and will recodify it to annex the entire range of cultural constructions that are unpopular with Americans. Now, that's exactly what they're trying to do here with their trans rights panic. You know, if they see something they do not like, they are going to try to make it, you know, I would say, take it out of the context of what it is and try to place it into the moral panic territory of saying that they are targeting children with this stuff. This is how it works. It's worked in every way. It's part of the plan. It's exactly what they say out loud before they even start these panics, before they even pick these companies. And then they follow through with it.
You read a couple tweets. I'm sure you're monitoring it online. I guess I want to ask you where you see these events, these attempts being seeded in the first place. Is there a room on the internet where this begins and then gathers momentum?
You know, I will say that it used to start on places like 4chan and Gab and these really far right spaces, right? They used to start in the most extreme parts of the internet and then work their way up to conservative podcasters that would basically sanitize it, right? But now it's just all on Twitter. You know, ever since Elon Musk took over, there's no middleman anymore. It's just right there on Twitter. Their goal is, to quote Matt Walsh, to make pride toxic for brands, to make it so you're not going to face this without harassment in public.
How are the brands, the corporate boards, as far as you know, thinking about this issue? I mean, these are companies that sell something. They sell a service. They sell a thing. They're trying to sell it to as many people as possible. They don't want to be wrapped up in an issue where some people are going to be very angry at their brand.
Yeah, I just want to make this clear. You know, I've been covering the information war for about a decade now. You don't get to pick if you are the target. You can say something or not even say something. You could sell something or not even sell something. If they decide that they want to target you, they will do it. And that's not a lesson that these places have learned yet. You know, Bud Light caved. They put people on leave. They put out this sort of wishy-washy statement, sort of catering to the far right. Target, same thing. You know, they did it under the guise of protecting their employees, which is a good, noble thought, right? You don't want your employees to be hurt. But if you don't think this is going to come to you, you are delusional. The goal for them is to make it so you cannot associate with gay and trans people. So you can either cater to the minority of people who breed hate on the internet, or you can cater to the majority of people and actually stand with them. And that's the choice they have to make right now. And trust me, there are companies that are making that first choice, going with the idea that we got to like cave to the mob, to everything, figure it out from there. But it is a very, very loud minority that realizes they're losing and is doing everything they can to stop it.
Ben Collins covers disinformation and extremism for NBC News. Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you.